Okay,
peace and love. I gotta do some adjustments this morning. Let me get that turned off for y'all. If y'all been waiting, peace and love, I appreciate you. We had some technical difficulties this morning. The computer was moving mighty slow. So let me get my adjustments. I'm going together real fast here so I can get into the reading. You on Blog Talk Radio, the morning. Crisp and clear. This is usually my function right here. So my feng shui is real good this morning. How y'all doing out there all around the corners of the earth, northeast, south, and west? I appreciate y'all tapping in. And they do be tapping in from everywhere. And we do got family and loved ones and relatives to be tapping in from everywhere, from all around the globe, from different points, different parts. I would be remiss to have a show that wouldn't talk about the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali, that came to these shores. If everybody looking for Jesus, Yahushua then came again, already came and cracked the seals, cracked the Roman seals. The times we're living in now, they're not no more. It's new times now that we're living in. And, of course, to get to something, you got to go through something. So we're dealing with hard times and a lot of stuff is going on for a new world to be ushered in. So with that, you have to understand national principles, and that's what the illustrious prophets handed down to us, brought us back down from our foremothers and fathers, these divine principles, so we wouldn't be molested and them type of things, and harmed when we out in the world. Oh, let me tap this text, this phone number, the call-in number. The guest call in, 515-602-9743. But the young brother just called me, and he had a beautiful experience. The young brother been dealing with some things with court. The brother chimed in, checked in with me, and started going through the process of getting his status correction. He took his ankle monitor off. It's just been beautiful in the courts. With him, getting to really see that these people not who they say they are. So, let's see. Yeah, and it's a beautiful when they call and say, "Hey, man, I just got pulled over, man," and I know he. I had to ask him, "Did he go to jail?" I was like, "What happened?" Obvious, he was free. You understand? So I said, so he started talking to him. I said, "Well, just save it, man. Call in to the show, man. We can hear about what you just experienced and what you went through," because he just got his IDs not too long ago. His ID, his more Alodio ID, his national ID, his student, his right to travel card, and his student card. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about enforcing the Constitution. Why? The prophet told us that. Told us to enforce the Constitution. It's of the utmost importance. And I see it so clearly now. These people are bound here by the Constitution. They bound here by oath of affirmation to the Constitution, okay? The Constitution of the United States of America. This is what bound them here, all right? So if you don't know that, then you won't know if they're in bounds and checks. The meets and bounds has been set for them to do, to govern, okay? You don't know if they're going beyond that. So those are things that you're supposed to study to make sure that they're upholding their oaths, because you being in a republic, which is the United States is a republic form of government, that's the only thing sanctioned by the Constitution, then that means the people hold the sovereign power and they elect officials to demonstrate that power for them. That's why you have the federal government set up and stuff like that. Okay, so but those things don't, them instrumentalities, they don't overexceed the people. The Constitution tell you that if you read it. See, you got to just go, you just got to go in there. It'll tell you. All this stuff is like plain. It's just plain. All right, so when you're reading the Constitution, so what does it say? Okay, let's get into it. Look at it. Okay. Amendment 9 says that the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. See, you got to understand what that language means. That's showing you that something's been constructed by the people. The people not giving their construct more power than themselves. Yeah, they're giving them power to sue, you know, to buy, to trade, to do all that, but it's not giving them more power than itself. How do you prove that? How do you dispel that? Because if the federal jurisdiction was the superseding jurisdiction, then no state would be able to just smoke marijuana recreationally or any other way. All right? But certain states do, some states don't, because they have the right and it's reserved to them for that. So don't get it misconstrued, like they just said. Don't the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Okay, so we're just trying to get an understanding of what's going on, all right? So when you're being violated by people, when people are pulling you over, when they're harassing you and they're messing with you, it's a certain way that you have to deal with them. It's a certain way that you have to deal with them. You don't have to be all boisterous. You don't have to be all verbally, you know, combating with them, because a lot of them want some smoke. You know, they want some smoke, especially if you ain't ready for it, if you ain't really exercising them rights like you say you is, because you got, you know, it's a lot of rights you can exercise that are secured by the oath that they took. Okay, so don't go saying, oh, you violated my constitutional rights because you didn't take an oath to the Constitution, did you? If you didn't take an oath to the Constitution, or you weren't a party to the Constitution, then keep that for yourself. What it is it protects the unalienable, the inalienable rights of the people. And no matter if you're foreign, alien, no matter if you're the national, no matter if you're an artificial person, it protects certain rights that you already protect. The rights that are already secured to you by nature, by God, whatever. When you're dealing with policy enforcers, right? You're dealing with policy enforcers and you're getting pulled over and you understand how to demonstrate and you got a right to travel. You understand that. You understand that what they call in the vehicle, they're going to keep saying the vehicle, because it's the Department of Motor Vehicle, the vehicle. You see, you're automatic. You got the right to locomotive. All right? You do. You got the right to locomotive, right? And you can choose that right by any means you want. And you got the right to transfer your property to and fro, wherever you're going, to and from. You do. You can transport your personal property, and can't nobody stop you from that. As long as you're not doing business for hire. See, as long as you're not doing business and driving for hire, then the state can't regulate on you, a flesh and blood person. And that's what you need to get into your heads. Okay? So how do you attack them with that? Oh, well, this is right here in Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, that wasn't definitive. I mean, it was just straight. He give it to you, tell you, look, this is what you've been told was a probable cause, pull over and search and all that is not probable cause, because it just gave you all the tenets of it. I'm going to give it to you again. This is Amendment 4, 1791, Organic Constitution. Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons. That means you can't even touch my body. You can't search my body. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures, comma, shall not be violated, comma again, and no warrant shall issue, comma, but upon probable cause, comma, this is the key to the probable cause right here, supported by oath or affirmation. See, you got to be supported by that. The probable cause got to be supported by that, because you got to swear to the truth, nothing but the truth, because if you lying, then you fit to go down. So it can't be no blank nobody, just some a fiction on paper, a corporation screaming something. It got to be a flesh and blood injured person. That's why you got the right to face your accuser. If your accuser is not there casting a stone at you, then go on about your business. Ooh. Yahweh Shua come again. And particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So they come to you, how we got a search warrant. They come tell your house up from head to toe. Man, they got to be particular. You got to be specific about where it's going, who and what. Yeah, a person don't live in every room. You got common areas. You got other people's rooms. Nah, it got to be specific. So they're pulling you over in the car, and they telling you that, oh, they got probable cause, or, well, they need to wait on a warrant. It need to be signed, an oath of affirmation. It need to say specifically where they need to go in the car, what specifically they looking for. That don't mean they can pull out the car or go in your locked glove compartment, go in your locked trunk, pull your back seats out, pull off your hubcaps, bring the dogs, and, you know, go inside your engine. Come on, man. Stop it. Oh, probable cause. The probable cause is no probable cause. The only probable cause that you saying that you have is a positive enforcement that you pulled me over for a traffic violation. You didn't pull me over because you say I didn't have a license. You didn't pull me over because you thought I was smoking. You didn't pull me over because you thought I had a firearm in the car, which I have the right to bear arms. You didn't pull me over for none of that. Now, if you've seen any of that after that fact, none of that, that's null and void. That don't even matter because you pulled me over for a traffic stop. And when you didn't even have jurisdiction over the matter. So that's the thing about it. So when you got to bring it out to him, you got to point it out to him, and you got to demonstrate who you are. So let me get into these readings. We're on the Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip, Suleiman Bey. Check us out at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's one of the websites, at AlmoreConsultationLLC.com. That's Almore, A-L-M-O-O-R, ConsultationLLC.com, and the LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also for donations, man, listen to Take Finance to Uplift a Nation, man. We got chapters in California and Texas. And I've noticed one thing about the people. The people love to ask for stuff. They love to ask for help, give them some game, and put them up on some, but the people never love to give back and put in the pot. And I just say that because I have a nonprofit. We do the work out there. We're around people. It's not just y'all directly. It's not just TikTok or IG directly. It's just as a whole. The people are people. They just not trying to give up nothing. They not trying to help out no causes. They don't even understand how it functions like that. So health.info is the donation site. 100% tax deductible, 501c3. It's to help out the community. They out there in California, in the Bay Area, up and down the panhandle. So, yeah, they move around that truck. Them truck, they got four or five of them out in California and be moving around. So, yeah, that's health.info. That's H-, you got to put the dashes to it because of the website. It's H-E-L-T-H.info. Just put the dashes between the E and the letters. Health, like healthcare. Helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity. That's the website. Also, follow me, subscribe to me at on YouTube at More Talk 7. That's my my channel. It's been up for a while. I just haven't put no post up there. I just started getting myself ready for that. And it's more better for me. I got a lot of followers on on TikTok and stuff. But I like to teach more. I like to demonstrate and show you your files and stuff and really just teach. So that's how we go with that. I got to give you some water. And that's how we'll go with that. So it's More Talk 7. That's More, M-O-O-R, Talk, T-A-L-K, and the number 7. And that's subscribe to that channel on YouTube. And I will be firing that up this weekend. So between now and Sunday, I will fire up for the first time and go on and demonstrate in there. So let me give me some water real quick. And then without further ado, we will get into the reading of who really came to our shores. Who really came to us, because a lot of y'all don't know. And I was born just like a lot of y'all was, especially here in the Northern America, in the United States, what they call it. And this part is out of Morocco. I was born up in the church and all that. And I don't hate nobody. I don't teach hate. I teach straight love and truth. And that's what I teach. And I was raised in that. And because of that, I was able to understand a lot of more things. I was understand the Torah and the Quran and different stuff. I was able to go to and through and tolerate to bring me to where I'm at today. And I'm just thankful for the universe. I'm thankful for the Creator. I'm thankful for the lineage of prophets and messengers that came to us. over the times. All the families of nations that have fallen afar, fallen astray, have never been left behind without a divine warner and messenger sent amongst them. None of them have. And if you look in the annals of history, there's nobody that's been in a more terrible sojourn than us over here. We the people they're really talking about. There's nobody in history has been somewhere. They come on in the foreign land. The foreign land was just in our mind, the land of Oz. That's what it was just in our mind. Our mind has been foreign to us. So you just wander around. Anytime you can wander around at home and don't know you at home, you in a foreign mind. You done lost your mind. So that's what we're going through right now. Let me take a quick break right here. Then I'm going to go grab me some water real quick, and then I'm going to come back and read these chapters. But I want y'all to see what came in our mix. I studied this stuff for 14 years. I studied this stuff for 14 years, and I came to understand. And then after going through all them different schools of thought, from starting off in the Christian, then going to Orthodox Muslim, then you're messing with the Shiites and the Sunnis and the different branches of them, mystics they call people, and Sufis, and they call people all kinds of stuff, and nation people, and you know, just traveling, just finding information and just traveling. And then I just know where Dwali appears. And then I still didn't know what it was. I was just saying, oh, Islam, peace, brother. Oh, and it sounded good and all that sounded good, but I never studied the man, the messenger, the prophet. I never studied his traits and traced his moves and what went down. And when I did, then I understand that if you waited for Yahushua to come again, you missed it. You missed it. This is already the times of only. He already came and cracked the Roman seals. So hold on to that thought real quick. We still got 39 minutes left. You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I'm going to take a water call real quick, give me some water, and come back. We're going to read these chapters on the divine plea and warning to the nations. Because it's a move that the prophet did before he was taken out, before flesh, he left the flesh. It's a move that he did that a lot of us are not aware of. A lot of us not aware of the moves that he made and how he was able to make them and who he is. So I'm going to share some things with you guys, all right? So peace and love. One moment, please. Okay, let me turn that off. Okay, so yes, the great fight is on. There's water in here. We're going to get it going. Get it cracking in here, y'all. Okay. Here we go. Okay, let me start with this right here. Get that out the way. Okay. Okay, now we're going to go into this nationality real quick. We're going to go into the readings over here. And I'm going to read this to you. From I, your prophet, a divine warning by the prophet for the nations. This is what he read to the people. And they're probably looking at him like he was crazy. Just like if I tell it to you, you look at me like crazy. We ain't no prophet came here. He's gone with that. That's what y'all saying. A divine warning by the prophet for the nations. The citizens of all free national governments, according to their national constitution, are all of one family bearing one free national name. Those who fail to recognize the free national name of their constitutional government are classified as undesirables and are subject to all inferior names and abuses and mistreatments that the citizens care to bestow upon them. And it is a sin for any group of people to violate the national constitutional laws of a free national government and cling to the names and the principles that delude to slavery. Hold on. Okay. Okay, they're not protecting my door. I got people walking in the door. Okay, here we go again. So he said, to the citizens of all free national governments, according to their national constitution, are all of one family bearing one free national name. Those who fail to recognize the free national name of their constitutional government are classified as undesirable and are subject to all and abuses and mistreatments that the citizens care to bestow upon them. And it is a sin for any group of people to violate the national constitutional laws of a free national government and cling to the names and the principles that delude to slavery. How dare you? I, the prophet, was prepared by the great God Allah to warn my people to repent from their sinful ways and go back to that state of mind to their forefathers' divine and national principles, that they will be law abiders and receive their divine right as citizens according to the free national constitution that was prepared for all free national beings. They are to claim their own free national name and religion. There is but one issue for them to be recognized by this government and of the earth, and it comes only through the connection of the Moorish Divine National Movement, which is incorporated in this government and recognized by all other nations of the world. And through it, they and their children can receive their divine rights, unmolested by other citizens, that they can cast a free national ballot at the polls under the free national constitution of the state's government and not under a granted privilege, as has been the existing condition for many generations. Remember, the prophet left form in 1929. You who doubt whether I, the prophet, and my principles are right for the redemption of my people, go to those that know law in the city hall and among the officials in your government and ask them under an intelligent tone. And they will be glad to render you a favorable reply, for they are glad to see me bring you out of darkness into light. Money doesn't make the man. It is free national standards and power that makes him man in a nation. The wealth of all national governments, gold and silver and commerce, belong to the citizens alone. And without your national citizenship by name or principles, you have no true wealth. And I am hereby calling on all true citizens that stand for a national free government and the enforcement of the Constitution to help me, because I need all support from all true American citizens of the United States of America. Help me to save my people who have fallen from the constitutional laws of the government. I am depending on your support to get them back to the constitutional fold again, to love instead of hate, and will live according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, supporting our free national constitution of the United States of America. I love my people and desire their unity and mind back to their own free national and divine standard, because day by day they have been violating the national and constitutional laws of their government by claiming names and principles that are unconstitutional, talking about Negroes, blacks, colors, and all that. If Italians, Greeks, English, Chinese, Japanese, Turks, and Arabians are forced to proclaim their free national name and religion before the constitutional government of the United States of America, it is no more than right that the law should be enforced upon all other American citizens alike. That's why I was telling y'all, people keep holding up that immigration and nationalization citizenship form saying, oh, my name is saying my name not in there. I'm not a citizen no more. You done did some old fake process and you think you're not a citizen. Your name not in there because you never applied to be a citizen. You never went through the process of citizenship. That's what the prophet already was told you. You don't have to because you're a natural person, but they forced the citizenship on you, which is the artificial one, so they could keep you down right here at your own homeland. And Martin Luther King came again and told you the same thing in the 60s, right later, and you didn't even believe the dream when it was right in front of you. You feel me? So who you gonna believe when they call? Ghostbusters. In all other governments, when a man is born and raised there and asks for his national descent name, and if he fails to give it, he is misused, in prison, or exiled. Any group of people that fail to answer up to the constitutional standards of law by name and principles, because to be a citizen of any government, you must claim your national because they place their trust upon issue and names formed by their forefathers. The word Negro deludes in the Latin language to the word nigger, the same as the word color that deludes to anything that is painted, varnished, and dyed. And every nation must bear a national descent name of their forefathers, because honoring thy fathers and thy mothers, your days will be lengthened upon this earth. These names have never been recognized by any true American citizens of this day. Through your free national name, your BNL, you are known and recognized by all nations of the earth that are recognized by said national government in which they live. The 14th and 15th Amendments brought the North and South in unit, placing the Southerners, who were at the time without power, with the constitutional body of power. Mm. And at that time, 1865, the Free National Constitution law that was in force since 1774 declared that all men equal and for equal and free. And if all men are declared by the Free National Constitution to be free and equal, since that Constitution has never been changed, there is no need for the application of the 14th and 15th Amendments for the salvation of our people and citizens. Look what he told us way back then, born in 1886. So there isn't but one supreme issue for my people to use to redeem that which was lost, and that is through the above statements. Then the lion and the lamb can lay down together in yonder hills, and neither will be harmed, because of love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice will be reigning in this land. In those days, the United States will be one of the greatest civilized and prosperous.
Yo, you can hear me? Yo.